Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would touch us, God. Let us hear, Father, something straight from your heart today. God, thank you that you know exactly where we are on our journey. You know exactly what we need to hear, what we need to be challenged in, what we need to be corrected in, what we need to be shifted in, so that we can walk into the full promises that you have for us. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, I have been going over some of these prayers and declarations with Pastor Corinne that were made at the beginning of the year, and we've been praying and believing, and I'm just telling you, this is going to be your year. Turn to somebody and say, this is going to be my year to be undefeated. This is going to be my year for my family to be undefeated and my church to be undefeated. How many know that the church is not the building? The church is the people. You look around at the people, point to somebody and say, you're the church. We're the church. Yeah. I hope you get a hold of this undefeated family webinar. It's going to be amazing. The signups, I was talking to Minister Kendi, and the signups are just awesome. This is the best signup that we've ever had. But I'm not done yet. I'm going to keep on talking about it because I believe there's so many that are going to be touched, going to be impacted by this. So if you want your family to be undefeated, you need to hear some of these people talk about relationships, talk about marriage, talk about raising kids, talk about getting your finances in order, knowing how to purchase a house, how to get a mortgage. We're going to be covering the whole thing, A to Z. So if you want to have an undefeated family, get in there. Register today. I hope that you had an opportunity to pick up this book, The Conspiracy of Kindness. This is the book that as a church we're reading through this month, and then we're going to have a great conversation and meeting at the end of the month about what God is saying to us through it. But while we're reading it together, I'm also going to be preaching out of it this month, so you're going to get a double dose. But there's so much in here that we can't even discuss everything on Sunday. So I encourage you, get it. It's a great read. And let's read it together. And I believe you're going to be just greatly impacted by it. I've entitled the sermon today, I Wish Somebody Would. I wish somebody would. You know, sometimes I think about the Cedric the Entertainer when I say that. But I wish somebody, has anybody ever, you wish somebody would open up a door for you or help you when you really needed help? Anybody raise your hand and say, yeah, that's me. I wish somebody would. I think a lot of times God is waiting for us to do things for other brothers and sisters in Christ. God is expecting us to do things for people that are around us. And he's sitting up in heaven saying, I wish somebody would. And Jesus sitting right there beside God saying, man, I wish somebody would too. I'm waiting here for somebody to do some of these things. And so we're talking about kindness, how powerful, impactful it is. In February, we normally talk about God's love. And so it's not that we're not talking about God's love. We're talking about how God's love can be expressed through kindness. Somebody say kindness. All right, this is what the Bible says about kindness. 1 Corinthians 13:4, it says, love is patient and kind. Goes on to describe it in fuller detail, but it starts off, love is patient and love is patient and kind. And then Galatians 5:22, it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. And it goes on talking about the different things that the Holy Spirit kind of cultivates in our heart and causes us to have these type of fruit. One of those things is patience. And we keep on coming back around to this word patience and this concept of patience. And we can see it throughout the Bible, specifically in the New Testament. Sometimes it's in the forefront, sometimes it's in the background, but it's interwoven all throughout the message that God is trying to get to us is showing his love through kindness. And this is really what we've been discussing with some of our ministry teams and some of our leaders is, what does God want us to do in 2021 to impact our community, to impact our city? What does that need to look like? Is it saying all the right scriptures? Is it, you know, doing door-to-door evangelism? Or is it something else? Is it saying clever words? Or is it something a little bit more intangible, but yet really, really profound? Whatever it is, I wish somebody would. I wish somebody would do that. But the question is, what would get the world's attention? What gets unchurched people's attention? I believe one way that we show God's love is through simple acts of kindness. Simple acts of kindness, not something huge or big that may be beyond your grasp. Yeah, God can use a big act, but a lot of times it's a simple act of kindness. And maybe that's what God wants to see more through us this year. And so we've been talking about that, and we talk about, you know, the wonderful people that God has us to touch that are outside the doors of the church. And we know that a lot of times when they see us, they expect a bunch of scriptures. They expect certain things that are religious, but there is no defense for kindness. There's no defense for the love of God shown through kindness. We know that the love of God is transformative. Now, it's going to touch you. It's going to move you. Now, you may not decide to change what you're doing, but you will be moved. And many people are impacted greatly when they experience the love of God. So what if we showed our city the kindness of God, His love through kindness? What would that look like? What would happen? And those are some of the things that we've been talking about. Those are the things that we've been reading about in the book. Because there's a great adventure that God wants to take you and I on. And it starts when service ends. When we walk out of here, when we start Sunday morning, when we go to work, when we go to the grocery store, in our normal journey, God has already put people in our lives that we can show the love of God through an act of kindness. And I believe God is saying today to us, I wish somebody would. When we come on the weekends, we actually are here to encourage one another, to rehearse what God has called us to do, to remind each other of what the scripture says, to celebrate the goodness of God, but to get recharged, but then to go on the great adventure that Jesus has sent us on. And this is what Jesus told us in Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go. Somebody say that for me. Therefore, go. I like that. Say it again. Therefore, go. I like it. Y'all are saying it loud already. Let me hear you real loud. Therefore, go. So that's the idea of the big adventure that Jesus wants to send us on. It's when we cross through the front doors of the church and we start the rest of our week. God wants to take us on a journey. And it starts with simple acts of kindness that leads to conversations about faith. You know, we can expect, we can pray, we can believe for, we can declare. But until you start planting seeds, you're not going to see a return. You're not going to see a harvest. So the thing is, and even Paul talks about this. He says, well, some person plants a seed, other water the seed, but God brings the increase. But it's very crucial and important that you understand somebody needs to be planting seeds. We need to all be planting seeds. And then there's times we all need to water those seeds. So it's important that we understand we must become seed sowers. At some point while you're praying, God's going to say, okay, now good. Now stand up and let's go sow some seeds. Now stand up and I want you to take ABC action. Right? Right? Because good prayer should always lead you to faith in action, correct? So we must become seed sowers, sowing seeds everywhere, sowing seeds of kindness. Acts of kindness is one of the best ways to show God's love, and it often opens the door to discuss faith. So I want to encourage you today, make it an experiment to sow seeds of kindness consistently and in many places, as many places as you can, because you never know who you'll impact. You never know how God will use you. I wish somebody would do that. I wish somebody would. But it's the kindness of God, not just any kind of kindness, not just an a natural kindness, a carnal kindness, a kindness that we come up with. It's the kindness of God that transforms hearts and lives. It's the kindness of God that opens up doors. It's the purest form of kindness, right? It's no hidden agendas, no strings attached. God wants us to be the one sharing his kindness without an agenda. Look at somebody say, without an agenda. This is hard for us as churchgoers, because the first thing we want to do is invite somebody to church. But can you switch that thought and show somebody the kindness of God without an agenda? And let the kindness itself speak for itself and open the door to discussion of faith. This is what Jesus did, actually. He showed kindness when he prayed for people, when he loved on people, when he helped and he hurt those that were broken. No agenda, no strings attached. We help people experience the presence of God when we show simple acts of kindness. When we show pure kindness, true kindness, it shows that we're real Christians. Ooh, I like that. It shows that you're a real kindness. You're a real Christian when you show God's love with no strings attached. Show God's kindness with no strings attached. John 13:35 says, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Nothing says real love like real action. You can tell me you love me, but I'd rather you show me that you love me. You see, Jesus didn't just come to earth and talk about love. He showed us love on the cross, right? When he paid the ultimate sacrifice to show his love for the human race. So love in action, that shows that we're real Christians. Turn to somebody and say, don't talk too much. Show me the love. That's what the world needs. Is for us to show the love of God through our kindness. Faith in action is love in action, kindness in action. It's the way that we love each other. It's the way that we love the lost that shows that we belong to Jesus. And maybe the world hasn't seen enough of God's love and they've seen a lot of everything else. And maybe that's what pushes them away. That they're not seeing enough of God's love in us shown through simple kindness. Because that's transformative. We have to show God's love, not just talk about it. That's what Jesus did. We have to demonstrate the love of God. When we offer to serve others, it holds great significance and power. There's a great saying that says, you have no right to speak where you haven't served. Far too often, we do this, and it's not necessarily we're being led by the Holy Spirit. We're just trying to do good. And so we talk, and we share, but we haven't served. But that's not what Jesus did. Jesus served first. The incredible thing is this. Once you serve somebody, they want to know what you have to say. Once you serve somebody, they want to know why you're doing what you're doing. Why are you being so kind? What is this love all about? What is your agenda when you first serve? Oftentimes, you try to talk about faith and you haven't served somebody, they're too busy. I don't have time for that. But when you serve somebody, you have the right to share something with them. When we show simple acts of kindness, it begins a conversation about who God is to us. The world needs more people willing to serve. Jesus actually said it like this in Matthew 20:28, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Can I suggest to you today that theme has not changed? That teaching from Jesus has not changed. He still wants us to be servants of one another. He still wants us to serve our community. He still wants us to serve our society. He still wants us to serve people that are not in the church. Jesus would serve. Oftentimes, he would serve before he preached. This was a way that Jesus, before he would share anything, before he would teach any parables, first, he would serve. We should take that as our model. Serve, then share. After Jesus had served the community, people would flock to hear what he had to say. Jesus went the humble route. Humility gets the attention of the world. The world is full of pride. It's full of prideful people. There's full of people taking 100,000 selfies of themselves. They're full of themselves. Jesus came to model something different. Serving in humility. The love of God given in humility. The kindness of God in humility. Jesus caught the religious community off guard because he showed up. They were looking for a mighty warrior king, Messiah, and he came as a humble servant. He caught them completely off guard. He turned the religious community on their head. Everybody that thought they knew something about God, they were expecting this mighty warrior, David-like hero. And Jesus came as a humble servant. Now he comes a second time. Yes, he's coming as the mighty King of Kings, ultimate judge, all of that in a bag of chips. But what he modeled for us and what he wants from his church is for us to serve in humility. He showed us this example. When we do humble acts of kindness, the world takes note and listens to our message. Oftentimes, the reason why the world isn't listening is because we've become selfish. We want to talk all the time instead of serve and wash feet like Jesus did. When we serve others for free, it's a picture of God's grace. We get to illustrate God's grace that you can't pay for. You can't pay for salvation. You can't pay for what Jesus did on the cross. Even if you wanted to, you can't do it. When we give ourselves away for free, when we serve our community and serve those that are unchurched, something amazing happens. It's the illustration of God's grace. Do you want to change the way the unchurched look and think about you and think about me? Serve them. Let them see you serving others with no agenda, looking for nothing in return. What if we became a group of people looking to give frequently, consistently, and not get anything in return? That's rare today. Because so many people are looking to get something from you. You get a call on the phone? All right, get to it. I know you want something. Right? Live in the world of telemarketers. You got that family member. All right, get to the point. What do you want? Is it $20? Is it $200? What is it going to be? So many people wanted to get something from you, but Jesus came in a different way. He didn't come to get. He came to give. Came to give salvation, to give his life as a ransom, to pour himself out. We should look to give simple, humble, kindness, acts of service. I look forward this month to talking about, to discussing what God wants to do through us in 2021. And I'm excited about it. How could God better transform our city and our community? How can we better model God's love in 2021? How can we turn simple acts of kindness into a living testimony of God's love? How can we look to give with no expectation in return? Showing kindness just for the spiritual merit and satisfaction of following in the footsteps of Jesus. I wish somebody would. I wish somebody would. As a church, we've done some great things over the years. A lot of things that I'm proud of. But I had this thought in my mind. I had this thought in my spirit. What if we stretched ourselves and did more? What if we served our community more? What if we reached out to touch those that are not churched, not here on Sunday, to try to touch them with the love of God through simple acts of kindness? What would that even look like? What could God do through us? How could God build his kingdom using simple acts of kindness, using the hands and feet of the people in this room? and the people part of this community. Will you bow your heads with me? God, I thank you, Lord, for stirring up some important questions in our heart today. Father, because you want to bring us to a conclusion of reaching those around us with your love. You want us to share your love, not just in word, but in deed. You want us to share your love through acts of kindness, through acts of serving. God, I thank you that you would challenge us even now, God, to do some things we've never done before. Show your love in creative ways that we've never thought of before. God, let your kindness and your grace be on us to do what we've never done before. Thank you, God, for a year full of surprises and miracles and unexpected blessings. God, grow in us what you want to see grown in us. Let us see more of your love and more of your kindness. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said, amen. Just look at somebody and say, I'm excited.